everyone. This is Marina from the Sentinel News. So this week, obviously, election is very high on the list of discussion. So we have our final Meet the Candidates today in the paper, this week in the paper, where they're going to present their final pitch for the Longman and Blair electorates. And then on top of that, we have a lot of beautiful, you know, Anzac Day photos from across Moreton Bay, across Somerset, from Bribie down to Burpengary, Woodford, Lowood, S, Kilcoy, showing all the amazing services that happened on Friday. And then on some other news that's a bit off the current hot topics, we've got a local in Esk, well, a few locals in Esk that are having some baddie issues with a roost of over 1,000 flying foxes in a residential area that have been causing damage to cars, damage to houses, and council can't move them because they're on private property. So that's a bit of an interesting take there. And lastly, I think the other main one that we've got going on this week is about a new conservation bush care group in Bellemere. So this bush care group, it's only a few months old. It's led by Moreton Bay Council, got initiated by a few local residents of the Warabra Creek area, and they're looking for volunteers now and trying to get the ball rolling to clear some weeds, especially coccus palm weeds that are kind of destroying the woodland area along the creek bed. So yeah, those are kind of the main stories. And on top of that, your regular, you know, list of things, events happening, your timeouts, your art galleries, little community news stuff, and of course, sport and foodie tipping. And yeah, so this is Marina from the Sentinel. This is our newspaper for the week, and you're listening to 101.5.